again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the wonderful island nation of Sri Lanka. An interesting time, an interesting day. You know, a little bit earlier today, we had that tsunami scare for many people. There's an earthquake over in Indonesia. And it's funny how quickly people lose their minds at the thought of their lives being potentially taken or losing what they have or a threat to their family. And you know, people get very illogical. They make a lot of decisions when they're in a state of fear. They very, very quickly choose and make choices that could potentially destroy them, but they do so just based on fear. And you know, the world and the world system knows that. It's refined that over a long period of time, of how to use fear to control people, how to use fear to direct people's actions, how to use fear to ultimately shape decisions, courses, policies, things that you buy. Fear is used time and again. And that's also one thing that Christ liberates us from, is fear. The perfect love drives out all fear. When a person is in Christ Jesus, they really, truly fear not. They don't worry. They're not concerned. They're not perplexed like the world is at the things that people face and the decisions that need to be made. They do so with a clear mind and an understanding heart, because God gives them the direction and the wisdom of what to do and how to do it. You know, we are not the type that live in fear. We're not the type that live controlled by emotions. Rather, we're led by the Spirit. You know, I think there's something that's very liberating about when the Spirit of God helps you to be able to be free from that. Because a lot of people live their lives, you know, in fear of just in fear in general, in fear of not having certain things at certain stages, in fear of not doing certain things at certain points in life, fear of losing, fear of what others might say. Oh, that's a terrible fear for people to have. You know, when you are in Christ, you really don't care what other people say. Because if you are going to follow Christ, you're probably going to do things that other people will speak against. You know, Elijah, Elisha, Isaiah, Jeremiah, think of all the prophets. I don't think any of them were popular as such. I don't, you know, even Jesus, when he's talking about the way that the prophets have been treated in Jerusalem, he said, is there even one of the prophets that your forefathers didn't kill? You know, Abel to Zechariah. I mean, they killed all of them. So, I mean, they didn't just up one day and turn around and kill them. No, they spoke a lot against them. They warned them. They persecuted them. They backbit them. They tried to shoot at them. They tried to bribe them. They tried to just sideline them. But you know what God does? Is he still finds a way to lift up and promote and exalt and ultimately verify his people. You know, he does that. He doesn't let his people be put to shame. And, you know, as time goes on, you know, we continue to learn. We continue to adapt. We continue to be refined by the Spirit of God as how he would have to lead and guide us in what he would have us to say, what he would have us to do. You know, we work always with the situations that we have and the circumstances and the surroundings that we're in, but always led by the Spirit, because he knows what it is that we're supposed to do. He knows where it is that we're supposed to go. He knows how we are to respond to that which we face. Now, you know, it's interesting for me sometimes of how people so often desire to put their religious structure into everything. How they seek to push themselves, push their man-made agendas, you know, onto you. And, you know, a part of the, you know, our own process, I guess, as it were, of us coming to, not just coming to Christ, but to following him, you know, part of that process for us has been dealing with the religious spirit, dealing with that control, those systems that are there. You know, it's so subtle. It's so subtle how it comes in and how it begins to control people's lives. You know, without a love for truth and a willingness to follow the Spirit of God, you won't see it in other people. You know, rather what people do is they would rather go with a religious system. They'd rather go with a system of controls. They'd rather go with something that they can understand, something that they can predict, something that lets them know when they're okay and when they're not okay. You know, one of the blessings of the way that God has us doing this work, you know, this ministry, is that, you know, it's just, he gives us something, we put it out there, that's it. You know, we don't ask for a following, nor do we recruit people. We don't trick people into giving their resources here or taking their time. Nothing like that. You know, we just put out what God gives us to do. And interestingly enough, it seems to be a right word at a right time of what people need by God's design. That's cool. You know, I'll just, that's enough. You know, we don't need it to be anything more. And, but you know, it's funny of how many times for so many people that's not enough. You know, how so many people would rather desire to control us, to tell us what we should and shouldn't do, what we should and should not say, how we should and should not be. It's quite comical. Because, you know, look, when people have things that they would desire, look, that's between you and God. You know, your relationship, your walk is between you and him. And just be sure that, you know, as he leads you, that you follow. And, you know, it's pretty safe to say that you can leave us out of your equation. You know, we don't ask from people, nor do we seek to recruit anybody here. You know, we've got a good team that is solid in Christ, that does what they do, and that's it. We leave it at that. And, you know, we stick with the format that he's given us. We do our part. And, you know, it's funny of how many people write in from all over the world and are grateful, you know, for what it is that God does here. You know why? Because, hey, it's him doing it. And we've tried, you know, our just as much as it's been up to what we can work with, to keep this right and just on track. And, you know, God does it. So, hey, if you receive something, praise God. You know, freely we receive, freely we give, and we put it out there. But, you know, there are ways to get the message out there. There are ways to speak the truth. You know, God found a way, even when we didn't fit, you know, within the systems of men, God found a way for the message to go out and to go forward. And it reaches the people that it's supposed to reach. So I thank God that, you know, this part of the way that He's even made me, you know, can be expressed driving around in a truck on a small little island in the Indian Ocean, and it reaches somebody listening at a computer in Michigan, you know, or somewhere in the Caribbean, or, you know what, doesn't matter. Wherever it is that you guys are, praise God, thank God for that. And I look forward to how He moves each and every one of us around in these days. Because, you know, we've got to be fluid. We've got to be flexible. We have to be willing to go where God sends us, to do what He has for us to do, to be led by His Spirit, and to trust Him. And the things that we do today may not necessarily be what we do tomorrow. The places where we are, the people that are in our lives, the relationships and the connections, all of those things, it is a window and a season of time. And, you know, if you trust Him, He'll carry you through. And there are going to be people that have their agendas. Oh, I guarantee you that. There are going to be people that are going to shoot at you. There are going to be people that seek to pull you in. But just stay on track, you know. And, you know, you have the privilege as a son and a daughter of God to say no. You have the privilege. You know, Christ Jesus had the privilege of having the masses, having the 70, having the 12, having the 3, and even, you know, among the 3. You know, John was known as a disciple that Jesus loved. Even there, a special place in his heart for John, who even Peter knew there was something that God would tell John, that you know, Jesus would tell John that he may not necessarily tell to Peter. So that's why at the Last Supper, you know, Peter leans over to John after Jesus says one of them would betray him, one of the 12, and he says to John, hey, ask him who it is. So, you know, in what we face right now, in the time that we're in, don't look to man, look to God. Don't follow man, follow God. Look, hey, even with this site, don't follow us. Don't follow us. I mean, hey, if you want to sign up for Twitter, great, fine. But you understand what we're saying. Don't follow us, follow the Spirit of God. We're just there as an encouragement for people along the way to say, keep on keeping on, keep going. Keep going. Keep going with Him. Trust Him. Keep going with Him. You're going to be all right. You know why? Because He's in control. It's His bat, His ball, His time, His agenda. All of it is up to Him. And in what you face, and the challenges you face at this time, you know, they're not unusual, you know, nor are they individual just to you. You know, they are things that His people face around the world. You know, we experience these around the world. We go through these things all over. And God's people, you will be shot at. People will take their shots at you. But, you know, when you trust your Creator, and when you allow Him to lead and guide you, He'll always carry you through. You know, for me, sometimes with all of this stuff, you know, I do struggle at times with my own humanity, because, you know, I sometimes I get a little sad when people look to me to be something that I'm, they look to me to be something that it's only God should be that in their lives. You know, I recognize openly that I'm just a person. I'm a person that God does, you know, choose to carry a message, but I'm still a person. You know, and it is just Him and His desire to flow through each and every one of us that should be the focus of every heart. Should be the agenda, the anticipation, the desire, the commitment should be to that. Because without that, you will not make it. If you look to a man to be something that only God can be to you, you will go astray. And, you know, I think that's one reason why we even do this way, is because we don't want people to look to us. We want people to look to Christ. We don't want people to we want to avoid the traps and the pitfalls of religion and just get the message out, period. That's it. We don't need the rest, nor do we want it. And, you know, God's people are those that's what they want, you know, and they appreciate it. And so, you know, in this day, in this time, as you trust Him, you know, He will continue to lead and guide you through. He will continue to take away every fear, every apprehension, every thing that concerns your heart and your mind. Leave it at His feet. Cast all your cares upon Him, because He cares for you. As you trust Him, He'll always carry you through. So hey, don't worry about anything. Just keep on keeping on. God bless you guys. And, you know, we look forward to catching up with you guys again really soon. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. And God bless you. Talk to you later. All right. Bye. Put your ass on Him.